Right now, you can join the YMCA for just $1. If you're ready to build a stronger routine, this is the best time to make your move. At the YMCA, you're joining more than a gym. You're joining your family's go-to place, your first swim place, and your after-work place all in one. $1 opens the door to 13 YMCA locations, virtual, on-demand workouts, unlimited fitness classes, and discounted programs. This $1 opportunity ends December 31st. Join today at ymcacolumbus.org/dollar.
I remember there was a time where I was so severely depressed that I started to think about ways that I could take my own life. As sad as that is, I thought about taking lethal doses of drugs, and I did that many times, hoping I wouldn't wake up. And I say this for the person right now that's depressed, that wants to die, that says, I can't take it anymore. I can't take this life that I'm living. I can't take the pain. Well, I want to tell you, you know what happened to me? What happened to me? As I sought the Lord and I said, God, I just can't take it. Forgive me, but I need to take my own life. I remember one time when I was thinking that is when I had the greatest breakthrough of my life. And I tell you, there was a storm of thoughts that came that said, don't you dare seek God. Don't you dare think that he's going to show up now after you've been running from him, after you've been rebelling against him and sinning against him. How do you think that you could turn back to him now? How would it be possible for him to turn and to hear you now? But I didn't listen to those thoughts. I pushed those thoughts out of the way. I cast them down. And I said, God, I believe you're the God of the Bible. I believe that the Old Testament and New Testament are true. These were my exact words. I believe that Jesus is your son. And I ask you to fill me with your Holy Spirit. And I waited on God. I waited on God after saying that those phrases to God and believing it with my heart, having faith in what I was saying. A couple of hours later, after I got done striving, after I got done trying to just force an encounter with God and just striving through it, I laid back on my bed. And as I lay back on my bed and my back hit the mattress and I just let go, the Holy Spirit filled me for the very first time. This was an all-consuming presence that just filled me and changed me. It took the depression, took the suicidal thoughts, took the addiction, took everything. So God wants to encounter you right now. Jesus wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit right now. Jesus wants to come. He wants to step into the room right now. He wants you to encounter him like never before. He wants to just break off those bonds of addiction, depression, suicide, and whatever you're dealing with, trauma. He wants to heal it. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're moving. Jesus, you're moving. Jesus, go out. Jesus, go out, Lord, into every place, into every broken place and space in the people's hearts who are watching and who will watch this later. Lord, heal. Heal brokenheartedness. Heal trauma. Remove anxiety. Remove depression. Remove addiction.